and welcome. This is Erica Glessing. You're joining the Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. And my guest today is both. She is an energy therapist, a certified access consciousness facilitator. She is a number one international best-selling author. And although she's from Boston, she now lives closer to me in the San Francisco Bay Area. Welcome, Julie Tootin.
Thank you so much, Erica.
Yeah, how much fun can we have?
You know, it's so funny to hear you say all the different things I do. And on top of that, I'm also a jewelry designer. Oh. And, you know, when I meet people, they're like, oh my God, you do that and that and that and that. And I'm like, well, yeah, doesn't everybody?
What lights me up today? I like to always ask that question, and I'm never sure what it's going to say.
Exactly. One thing would just be a little too boring.
Oh my goodness, right? And actually, now that you've said that, I actually can picture your jewelry design, and that's really amazing. So I do want to encourage people at the end of the show, we'll make sure we know. You can know how to find it, but why don't we start, Julie, with just something that really shifted your energy or gave you kind of a big aha moment in your life?
Okay, I think I will pick something that was actually quite recent. Being on this journey for many, many years of finding out more about me and what it is that I wanted to create in the world, it really resurfaced over the holidays when I had a day off and I went into the redwoods near my home and just felt this amazing energy of the trees and how they reach and how they don't hold back. And you know how over the holidays people can get really contracted and depressed and there's a lot of really weird energy. It just reinvigorated my commitment to choosing what it is that I wanted to create in the world and not hold back. So yeah, it was nice. Awesome.
Nice. I love it. For those people that do have this kind of interest, I always figure like attracts like. So if they are running different businesses, maybe they're running a jewelry business and maybe they have a job that they do for say a chiropractor's office or something, and how do you manage or grow or shine when you're navigating those different parts of your business life?
Well, one of my favorite things to do is to follow what feels light and expansive for me. And I think it's something that I've always done, but when I came across the Access Consciousness tools, it really put it into words what it was I was choosing. And when you choose something that is light and expansive, it opens up other possibilities. And when you're choosing something that feels heavy or contracted, it closes down things or it doesn't create that flow. So I'm always looking at, well, what would be light and expansive today? And where can I put my energy today to grow each one of my businesses?
When, you know, I just want to ask you a little bit more detail on, you know, I don't know why I'm asking you this because I've asked almost no one this specific question, Julie. So I do the same thing and I follow the energy, but say for, let's just make your jewelry business. How do you actually find clients? How do you actually like have it be a business where people come to you and buy jewelry from you?
It's so interesting. It's different all the time. And most recently, I've been asking for clients to find me and what it would take or what I have to be or do or create for people to find me. And as I'm asking that question, I really don't have any particular ideas about what that is. I'm just open to possibilities. And I was asking that question a couple of weeks ago, and somebody found me who's going to write an article about me in the Chronicle and have it be a cover story of the style section. So you can ask the question and have things show up and then have more people find you, as long as you're willing to ask the question.
Right. Because if you hadn't been willing, then if you did kind of get an opportunity to be in the news, you might not know what to do with that. But if you're asking and then that opportunity shows up, you're like, hey, yeah, I think I will be in the news. And
yeah, it's
now,
like,
now that we're there, hey, maybe I'll be in more news and that would be really good. Okay, journalists, which journalists would be the ones that could line up with me the best? And just starting to ask and then just be kind of curious. I love it. It's so fun. Thank you for that.
You're so welcome.
So I'm going to switch into the beautiful new book that just came out called Relationships Done Easy. And Julie is one of the number one international best-selling authors for that book. And her chapter is called Committing to Your Life, Conscious Coupling and Uncoupling. And I do have to disclose, I probably don't have to, but I will joyfully disclose that Happy Publishing, the company that I own, is behind this book in the sense that we published it. So very joyful to celebrate some of the contributions of some of the authors. And just as a heads up, I'm also a part of the team that that gave the book its binding. So Julie, tell me about your chapter and what does conscious coupling, what on earth is conscious uncoupling?
Well, you know, sometimes we find ourselves in relationships that aren't working for us. So how to get out of it in the kindest possible way without creating a whole bunch of trauma and drama and upset and, you know, crap basically to take forward with you into your next possible relationship. So I facilitate people to letting go of things, to unwinding and to starting to figure out what it is they would like in their life, and then how to find those energies in a new relationship.
Hmm. Awesome. Yeah, I mean, I think why would anybody choose drama and trauma if they didn't have to, right?
Yeah, and I find that it seems like people need to have a reason for the relationship to end other than, you know what, I think we're done. You know? And so they like create all this trauma and drama instead of, you know, let's just move on.
I have a 13-year-old and you know, she'll flirt with boys sometimes and be like, Mom, I really want to break up with him. And these are people she just flirts with. Like, they don't actually see each other yet. Like, them.
Yeah.
So I go, well, just tell them it's over. She goes, well, I need a reason. I go, why? I just say it's over. That's it.
Yeah. Simple as that.
It's not working for you, babe.
Next.
Yeah. And really, life is a playground. Go have some fun. You're 13.
Yeah. Well, and hopefully at any age, we can have those light points of view.
I know, but it's particularly easy to see some of these things when you think about someone who's pretty young, right? Also, you're like, you know, what would I tell my younger sister or something? It's like, it's a good question sometimes to tune into what's easiest. So, Julie, I really appreciate you coming on the show today. It went by so fast. So go and find the book. Go get her chapter, Committing to Your Life, Conscious Coupling and Uncoupling by Julie Tootin. And then how else can we find you and reach you?
Well, I have my energy therapy website, which is julietootinenergy.com. And then my jewelry website, which is julietootin.com.
That's I love it. Thank you so much. T-O-N.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Thanks. Thank you, Erica.
See you later.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Today's show was brought to you by Audible. For a free book that you can listen to anywhere, go to audibletrial.com/TheErikaGlessingShow and enjoy a book from our wonderful sponsor, Audible.